Greetings from outdoors. When economists talk about black swans, they are referring to an unpredictable event, often with severe impact. The year 2020 has certainly had some black swans. But even during migration, I can't imagine seeing black swans on Green Lake or Duck Lake, but black swans do appear in the classic ballet, Swan Lake. The premise of this folktale adaptation is a bit of a stretch for me because swans of all birds seem to be the most likely to remain loyal to their first love. And the grace demonstrated by black swans on point really stretches credibility. Have you ever seen a swan out of water? It's not pretty. On land, swans waddle and stumble for two very good reasons. One is that swans have enormous webbed feet, like the flippers worn by divers, and the birds trip on their own toes. The other is that swans' legs are located near the tail. This makes swans excellent swimmers and enables them to stretch their long necks underwater to poke around for food. But it means the front part of a swan's body simply does not balance with the rear end. I have to say, I have serious issues with the symbolism of a white swan being pure and a black swan being evil. You know, there are umpteen alternative endings for the story of Swan Lake, but in most renditions, at the end of the ballet, a spell is broken and a curse is lifted. For our black swans, one can only hope that soon the pandemic spell will be broken and we will get beyond the curse of inequity. I'm Kagan Herringa, Outdoors.